بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والثناء على الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 27th juz of the Holy Quran. And so when many of the brothers came in, you saw that they are buzzing with the bride already outside. So this year we're not going to have it on the completion of the Quran, because it will be inshallah on Monday night. So keeping in mind everybody's work schedules and all that type of stuff, they decided we're going to have it tonight inshallah. Procedure rules. They're having this year's procedure rules. They're having a bit of a difference from normal. So all the brothers are requested to participate, to partake, and therefore we're not going to speak very much. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in, there's many things to actually talk about tonight. Obviously there is Ar-Rahman, that surah which after Qiyamah has been completed and the people who have been granted entry into Jannah have entered into Jannah already. May Allah make us from among them. Then a gathering will take place wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be made to recite the Holy Quran in front of everybody. The Nabi of Allah, on whom the Quran was revealed. Imagine how beautiful that must be sound. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned about the tahajjud salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read every ayah and stop at the end of the ayah and then continue and then stop at every stop that was required. Nabi alayhi salam used to stop. When there was a place wherein Jannah was mentioned, he would make dua for Jannah. When there was Jahannam mentioned, he would seek refuge in Allah from Jahannam. And Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that ma ahsanaha, how beautiful wasn't his recitation. Wa ma ajmalaha. Now English only got beautiful for both words. Arabic got two different words, I don't know how to translate them. But in essence, how beautiful the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So in Jannah we're skipping, you know, in our whole process of where we're getting to, we skip a whole lot. And then we few things as far as Jannah is concerned. It is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salam will recite Surah Yasin. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite Surah Yasin. Respected elders and friends, therefore when there is a get together for the recitation of the Quran, go out of your way to go and listen to it. Why? Because this is one of the practices of the people of Jannah. After Nabi alayhi salam recites, then Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam will be given to recite from the Holy Quran. Why? Because he was the one who was blessed with the most beautiful voice on the face of the earth. It is mentioned that when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite the book which was revealed to him, the bird used to come down and sit and listen to him. The bird used to come down and they used to come and sit and listen to him. Even it is mentioned that other creation of Allah used to also come closer to listen to the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Nabi alayhi salam mentioned about وَأَقْرَأُهُمْ أُبَيُّ بْنُ كَعْبٍ. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to recite the Quran very beautiful. After the demise of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Umar radiallahu anhu gathered everybody behind one imam, he was made to lead the Taraweeh Salah, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. And about him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قُتِيتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ. You have been given one of the voice stones, voice abilities, as if though you are from the family of Dawood alayhi salam. So respected elders and friends, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam will be given a portion of the Holy Quran to recite. I can't remember what surah he will give, but it is mentioned in hadith. And then last of all, normally we have that set up when you have, like in a Siraj Jalsa, then you have a few to warm up and then you have the main Qari come on. In the Akhirah, the last to recite will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah Rabbul Izzat will recite Ar-Rahman. Allah himself will recite Ar-Rahman. And it is mentioned, it is mentioned that what every letter that Allah Rabbul Izzat recites, like a cloud will come out, and that cloud will increase the beauty of all those who are sitting there. Every bit of it that comes out that touches those who are entering to Jannah, it will increase the beauty. In hadith it is mentioned by 70 times. To such a point that a person would have increased so much in beauty that when he comes back to his house, people will look at him in amazement, is this the same man that had left from here? That is from the voice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nowadays there are some guys, they don't even use a miswak. When you read, you can't even come nobody. وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ People used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا After we die, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا And we become sand, وَعِظَامًا And we become bones. أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ Do you think we're going to be raised up again? Allah, they said, they carried on saying, أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ Our grandfathers, forefathers, whoever passed away before us, do you think there's any chance that those guys are going to get up again? قُلْ Allah said, say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ Verily the first who was created until the last who was created. لَمَجْمُوعُونَ We're going to gather each and every one of them. إِلَى مِيقَاتٍ To such a point, يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ Miqat is not only what we term as a place to put your haram on. Miqat, the word and the meaning of miqat is an appointed place. يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ On such a day which is known, it is going to happen. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ Then, O you who are astray, الْمُكَذِّبُونَ Who said Allah's word was lies, لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّونَ Will be fed from the tree of Zakkum. It is a tree that grows in Jahannam. It is such a tree that defies science. Science has said everything that goes into a fire will burn. The tree is in the middle of Jahannam and it will not burn. The tree is in the middle of Jahannam and it doesn't burn. لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّوم It will be made to eat from that tree. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ It is a thorn bush from which you will fill your stomach with thorns. You will eat the thorns because you are hungry. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ On top of it you will be drinking boiling hot water. I don't want to go into the discussion of it all after this week. We don't want to make everybody's whole mind of eating go away. Mr. and friends, just one interest, while I was preparing for our tafsir, wherein it is mentioned, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ Just one interesting point that I bring across and we'll end on that. So Allah says that, look at the fire that you are using. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا Did you make the trees grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ Or did we bring it about? نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً We're using these examples as a reminder for you. وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ And it is a means, it is مَتَاع, it is good that you will be using. Under that point, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that this fire is from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Rabbul Izzat took fire from Jahannam and placed it on the face of the earth. That is how you are getting to use fire. If Allah Rabbul Izzat never did that, you would never be able to light something. You would never be able to light something. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on further to say that this fire that you have on the face of the earth, twice the ocean was poured over that portion of Jahannam that was placed on the face of the earth. The entire ocean was poured over it twice for you to be able to use it. Nabi alayhi salam said, by Allah, if that never took place, nobody would have ever been able to come close to the fire, neither would you have been able to take any benefit from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, the fire of Jahannam is 70 times more hot than the fire you have on the face of the earth. 70 times more hot than the fire we have on the face of the earth. Allah Rabbul Izzat cooled it down 69 times for us to be able to use it. Allah be with us. And Allah protect us and our family members from the fire of Jahannam. نويته أن توما غدير أن أدائي فرضي شهر رمضان هذه السنة بسم الله تعالى. Just as a reminder, those brothers who have not yet given the fitra and for the lillah